The Tanya for the 29th day of Kislev is in Perek Dalet. It's on page 16. The number at the bottom of the page is also 16. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the three garments of the godly soul, although they are merely garments, and garments are usually insignificant compared to that which is clothed within the garment, yet the garments of the neshama are infinitely higher than the neshama itself, because the neshama itself, as it is in heaven without garments, could not comprehend God's will and wisdom, because they are beyond knowing, less machshava tfisabe. And through the garments, which enable the neshama to think Torah and speak Torah and to do Torah, the neshama is able to grasp all of God's will and all of God's wisdom as they exist, as they express themselves in Torah. Because just as water flows from a higher place to a lower place, God's will and wisdom flow into Torah and is present in Torah and thereby available to every machshava, so that every Jew, every neshama, can grasp godliness through thinking, speaking, and doing Torah mitzvahs. Today's shir begins five lines from the bottom. The first word of the line is Mimadvigas. ומאחר שהתורה ומצוותיה מלבישים כל עשר בחינות הנפש. And now the result that Torah and mitzvahs are clothing or enveloping all the ten parts of the nefesh, the whole tariyagei vodeha, and all the 613 parts of the neshama, mezei shavad raglo, from its head to its foot, so to speak, harei kulo tzrura b'tzveir hachayim, then all of it, the entire neshama, is wrapped up in the source of life, es Hashem mamash, with God literally, ve'eir Hashem mamash mekifo malbisha mereisha v'adraglo, and it is the light of God literally, actually, that surrounds the neshama and clothes it from its head to its foot. Kamesha kosuv, where do we find this expressed in Torah? It says, tzuri echsebei, that God is my rock. I will take refuge in Him. Uchsiv katzina rotzin ta'atzeno, like a armor. His will surrounds me. Shehu retzeine v'chachmose yizbareich. This is a reference. What is it about godliness that surrounds the person? It is the God's will and God's wisdom, hameluboshim b'teirosei mitzvaseho, which are clothed in teir and in mitzvahs. So when a person does the mitzvah, or all the mitzvahs, then his entire neshama is clothed or enwrapped in God's will and wisdom. And that's why they said, the sages said, that yofo shoachas b'tshuva ma'isim teivim be'ilam hazeh mikol chayei ilam haba. Better 1 hour of tshuva and good deeds in this world than all the time in the world to come, meaning in heaven. Ki ilam haba, because the world to come, hu shenehen in meziv hashchina, is where the neshama takes pleasure in the rays of the shchina. And that is the reward for the mitzvah. So how can it be that the reward is not as great as the job, as the act? Better to do mitzvahs in this world than all the time in the world to come, when the world to come is supposed to be the reward for the mitzvah. But the reward is the pleasure that the neshama takes in the presence of the rays of the shchina. Shehu tainug ha-hasogo, which is the pleasure that comes from understanding. Pleasure ultimately comes from knowing, from understanding. All pleasure comes from a closeness. And closeness means understanding, grasping. And the Eshalishum Nivro Afilum Yenim, and it is impossible for any created being, even of the highest creations, the Neshama, Lahasik, to understand Kiyim Eza Ha'oza Me'ed Hashem, that even the highest creations can understand only or grasp only some ray or some aspect of God. And that's why it is described as the rays of the Shekhinah. Not the Shekhinah itself, but rays of the Shekhinah. But God himself, less machshava tfisa beklal, no thought can comprehend him at all. So what can the neshama comprehend? Only that part of the Eibishter that is called Shekhinah. And even of that part of the Shekhinah, only the rays of the Shekhinah. But God himself is beyond comprehension, beyond grasp. And as the Rebbe said earlier, grasping this idea of tfisa is not limited to intellectual grasp. A person can comprehend something intellectually in the mind, or he can apprehend something in his feelings, or he can be in touch with something, he can grasp it through serving it, through acting it, through doing it. And that's why through act, speech, and deed, a person can be in touch, to be grasping godliness. So that which is God himself can't be grasped at all. Ki'im, with the one exception, kasha tviso mislabeshes b'teiro mitzviseho, the only time that God can be grasped is when he is clothed in Torah and Mitzvahs. Hazai he tvisa behen, then the thought can comprehend him. And then you are connecting with God himself, because Torah and God are all one, are one and the same. So now a person can ask, it's true that God and Torah are one, and therefore, by grasping Torah, you also grasp God. But how is this true of the act of the mitzvah? We can understand that this is true of Torah as it is on the higher level. The concepts of Torah, the understanding of Torah, the principles of Torah. But when Torah gets involved with physical objects and physical material, doesn't that interfere with the Torah itself, and thereby also interfere with grasping God's will and wisdom, which is within the Torah? So the Rebbe says, the Avsha Torah nislapsha b'dvarim tachteinim gashmiim. Now, although Torah is clothed in physical lowly things, we can compare this to embracing the king. There is no distinction, no difference in the degree of closeness and the degree of intimacy when one is embracing the king, whether he's embracing the king while the king is wearing one garment, or whether the king is wearing many garments. The embrace is the same and has the same significance and the same intimacy. Since the body of the king is within those garments, therefore the garments do not interfere at all in the significance of the embrace. If the garments were lying or hanging on a hanger, then the garment is a separate entity, and if you embrace the garment, it's truly meaningless. However, when this garment is on the king, the garment loses its individual existence. It stops existing as a garment, and it becomes merely a manner of expression for the king. The king expresses himself through the garments. So when you embrace the king with the garments don't have an existence of their own to interfere or to in any way diminish the significance of the embrace. And the same is true with Torah and mitzvahs. Since the physical object is being used to perform a mitzvah, it loses its individual existence, and it stops being a foreign object, an obstruction in the connection that the Jew has with godliness that is in the mitzvah. The same is true in reverse. If the king embraces the person, gam shehi melubeshes, even though the king's arm is clothed within his garments, and it says, in fact, about Torah and Mitzvahs, v'yamin etachapkeini, that God embraces me with his right hand, shehi ha-teira shenitna miyamin, shebechinas chesed u'mayim. And that is a reference to Torah, and Torah is the right arm, because the right arm represents kindness and water. And as we said before, Torah is compared to water because it flows downward. So in God giving us mitzvahs and clothing those mitzvahs in the act, in a physical act, which most mitzvahs are, God is not concealed from his part, because the mitzvah does not obstruct God, since it is a garment for him. And from our part, the mitzvah does not interfere with us either, because it is bottled to the mitzvah. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 29th of Kislev, the 5th day of Hanukkah, the Rebbe writes that the Avezis, the sins that the Jews committed in the time of the Yevonim, in the days of Hanukkah, were that they became friendly with the Yevonim, they learned their culture, they violated Shabbos and holidays and Yom Tov, they ate non-kosher food, and were not observing the Jewish tahara. They were not careful of the Yiddish purity. The punishment and the tzara that came as a result of those sins was the spiritual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Death and slavery, enslavement in Golus. Through tshuva and mesiras nefesh that the Jews did at that time, as a result of their tshuva and mesiras nefesh, there came the great, godly, wondrous salvation, which was the miracle of Hanukkah.